When it comes to dental health for children,
we have alarming statistics in Sonoma County.
Deborah Chigazola is an instructor with the dental hygiene program at Santa Rosa Junior College.
Sonoma County ranks in the bottom third of California.
That's bad enough, as California ranks 48th out of the 50 states. But even among those who have insurance locally, most are not getting dental care.
We rank third from the bottom in California with the number of children that have dental insurance that are in high rate of tooth decay.
Of course, it isn't just children. Chigazola says oral health is getting short shrift from too many people of all ages. And over time, the consequences can be severe.
There seems to be a disconnect in people's mind that the mouth is not part of the body, but oral health is part of overall health. There's a direct link between a number of medical conditions, including cancer, diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. During pregnancy, it can contribute to poor birth outcomes and more mortality rates for newborns. With children, what we're finding is that children with dental problems miss more days of school, have a harder time concentrating in class, and they're more likely to have eating and speech disorders, so they have more issues.
Not surprisingly, Chigazola says, a family's socioeconomic status is a big factor in determining who gets their teeth taken care of and who doesn't.
The numbers for that are pretty staggering. In 2009, a survey of low-income kindergartners through third grade in Sonoma County showed that they had twice the level of untreated tooth decay as the more affluent children in our community. It was like a 21% to 9% difference. That's alarming that there's that discrepancy.
But there's another problem which affects everyone. There are simply not enough dentists available to meet the demand for their services.
We don't have enough providers accepting children or can treat children in our area for the numbers of children that need care. We have the surgery center in Windsor. In 2010, they saw 838 low-income children that needed to have hospital-type dentistry where they were put under anesthesia because their needs had gotten to that point. And these are children that are under 5 years of age. So we're seeing more decay in younger children, and they are having trouble finding places to get the care early enough.
But the worst thing about all this, Chigazola says, is that it doesn't have to be that way.
Dental disease is 100% preventable. That starts with a bacteria that we pass on to our children. Babies are not born with that bacteria, so we pass it on by tasting their foods, things like that. But once you have the bacteria, what causes it to cause tooth decay is sugar.
The Sonoma County Task Force on Oral Health has developed a series of recommendations to start addressing these needs. One is to expand the pool of providers.
To expand the use of people like registered dental hygienists in alternative practice, which is a degree beyond a registered dental hygienist. It's more of a mid-level provider.
They also call for integrating oral health checks into routine doctor visits and prenatal care. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.